Today's guest for our animal health update is Dr. Lisa Becton, Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. And Dr. Lisa will be updating us on Wean to Harvest research, the lessons we learned for site biosecurity. Dr. Lisa?
Thanks. Biosecurity was one of the many topics discussed at the 2026 American Association of Swine Veterinarians annual meeting. Biosecurity is a cornerstone to disease prevention and preparedness efforts. However, not all facets of our industry approach biosecurity quite the same. To address a swine health risk identified by producers and veterinarians, the Swine Health Information Center initiated the Wean to Harvest Biosecurity Research Program, along with support from the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research and the Pork Checkoff. The research program focused on site and transportation biosecurity, with the goal to improve disease prevention within wean-to-market production sites. This project started in 2023 and funded the last project in 2025, equaling a total of 24 projects funded, 13 for site and 11 for transport biosecurity, with $2.5 million invested to address this challenging area. Results from the completed site biosecurity projects will be reviewed today. Site biosecurity focuses on two aspects. The first is bioexclusion, or keeping a pathogen out, and biocontainment, which is keeping a pathogen that's in a barn from spreading outside to other farms. Topics that address site biosecurity included evaluation of methods to prevent PRRS exit or biocontainment of PRRS from a farm by the use of an electrostatic precipitator. It also evaluated the risk of a PRRS outbreak after manure management events. Another project assessed caretaker motivation for biosecurity procedures and how to look at compliance. Also, investigations into labor-saving tools such as self-vaccination and automatic power washers were done. Characterization of biosecurity across wean to harvest, evaluation of new entry systems, and the cost of grow finish for producers and biosecurity. What was learned in this area? It was learned that the ESP was a new potential tool that could be used to help contain PRRS in a barn that's already battling the infection. However, this is a new technology and still needs to be assessed for commercialization. Another really interesting proposal was the farm entry evaluation, and it showed that alternative steps, which includes a modified Danish entry plus hair nets and an alcohol-based sanitizer, could provide an alternative to sites that don't have access to a full body shower and still keep pathogens out. Another project looked at manure pumping, and it was noted that the risk is higher when a manure pumping event happens near nursery versus grow finish. And the introduction of a PRRS virus after a manure management event is greatest when pigs are less than 16 weeks placed. Lastly, caretaker motivation was assessed through an initial survey and some in-depth interviews of swine caretakers. It was noted that workers are impacted by daily physical work and intense interaction with animals, all the while having to adhere to individual and specific biosecurity procedures. Most of the caretakers perceive biosecurity compliance as a high priority and want to do that as part of their daily jobs. However, the survey did notice that a lot of times caretakers were concerned that they never heard any positive reinforcement for the things that they were doing every day, but tended to get more negative reinforcement for biosecurity compliance. Additionally, they really would like to have resources to do their job properly and support from supervisors. To see these projects and more, please see the SHIC website at swinehealth.org.